The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to America's Web Radio. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. And once again, another week has flown by. But not to worry. Joe Biden's still in office. You know, we still have stuff to talk about on the program. And, you know, listen, if they keep arresting their opposition, I'm sure there'll be a lot more to talk about. But without any further delay, we're going to jump right into my favorite part of the show, Rhyme Time. Here we go. In a world where shadows dance and the secrets play, a tale of the bizarre unfolds, of a truth led astray. No one held responsible, the echo always rings, the culpable conduct, a symphony, a cacophony of stings. In chambers of power where wisps do reside, any accountability wanes like the ebbing tide. Culpable conduct, just a ghostly masquerade. Behind closed doors, any sense of justice has begun to fade. With silver tongues and cunning wiles, the guilty slip through what is left of the law's fragile tiles. No consequences for any actions go amiss. In the realm of the powerful, justice they did dismiss. But hear me now, for truth's blame used to burn bright. Now darkness prevails, we must again seek the light. Culpability's weight a burden they'll bear, for our society's heartache, the pain we all now share. The scales have tipped, guilty Dems always evade, but within their souls, their guilt, a debt still unpaid. History's pages won't forget the truth, no matter how hidden, like a buried sleuth. Can we again rise from this torrent of deceit, demanding accountability? Without it, justice is just incomplete. For in this country's struggles, change must be found, where individual responsibility's flag must always be around. No one should be exempt, no matter what their might. Culpable conduct must be exposed. Turn on the light. So, let us inscribe on our destiny scroll a world where integrity must always be the ultimate goal. But in the end, the choice must be ours to make, to mend the system, to rectify all the fake. Through courage and truth, we can forge the way for accountability to take hold, to spawn a brand new day. Beneath the banner of Bidenomics, mainstream media, they say, a new economic path, disregard the charts. This is the new way. But in the midst of broken policies that roam, my take-home pay won't now even take me home. Biden's promises spoken, he tried with conviction and flair, yet he struggled to speak. It was so hard to bear. Taxes and his changes in our economic zone. So sad he did this. Now my take-home pay won't even take me home. Inflation no longer whispers, prices are still on the rise. Stretching my dollars, I can no longer continue my life to compromise. There went my hopeful future, a dream to comb. Now my take-home pay won't even take me home. We need investments in progress, sane ideas anew. Yet uncertainty lingers, with the stupid policies doubts accrue. I keep hoping for stability, a foundation to foam. But again and again, my take-home pay won't even take me home. But in the midst of economic challenges caused by Joe, we have to now face. We try to adapt, to strive. We can't stay on this pace. We must be seeking solutions whenever we roam. Gotta turn the tide to reclaim and go home. Can diligence, unity, and some careful thought give us to navigate the changes as we ought? Bidenomics, a legacy, the idea, it's missing a chromosome. I've lost hope. Can we change this so that someday my take-home pay will again take me home? In the arena of debates, the stage has been set. All on the same side, clash in a food fight, in a fast-paced duet. But hold on a moment. Let's get it this right. Are debates food fights or supposed to be for policy's spotlight? Candidates gathered, they were prepared to spar. Some aiming for glory, others hoping to be the shining star. But wait, are those mashed potatoes they began to throw, or just some ideas and facts in a steady flow? Policy highlights they had a chance to display, their visions and plans in a most meaningful way. yet at times it seemed like a cafeteria brawl, with talking points flying, then the attacks, even some stuck to the wall. Couldn't figure out whether to hand out napkins or fact-check instead, as those facts seemed like mashed potatoes that flew over their head. It's a toss-up, it seemed, what this event was supposed to show. Food fighter policy. I just tuned in to try and be in the know. But they should have strived for substance, for insights that were profound. It should have been a feast of ideas that truly would astound. For in the end, it's not just the mess from the food fight that delights. It's the clarity of a vision for a future that truly ignites. So whether it's a food fight or substantive policies dance, let's hope for a civil discourse that gives America and us a chance to choose our new leaders based on what actually is right, not just the debate spectacle that filled up that night. In the marketplace of ideas and words, a curious sight, the crap's flowing freely from both the left and the right. But who? Who's the vendors of this torrential verbal woe? Are the politicians completely stupid? Are they just putting on a show? Step right up, they yell with a grin so wide, peddling a plethora of words like it's a carnival ride. Is it truth they're peddling or just another hoax? Are these promises real or just some grandiose jokes? Pick me, the pitch from them grows loud, crap flowing out of them like the noise from a bustling crowd. But are these leaders really sincere in their all-knowing? Or are they just skilled politicians in the art of snowing? Snowing us with rhetoric like on a long winter's day, covering facts, some just facts, in a frosty display. But underneath the layers, some truth must be found. Amidst this spectacle, it's one that's all around. So let's try and sift through the crap and the snow, seeking reality in their words that they do throw. In the end, it's up to us to try to be knowing if we're being sold lies, and if they're truly facts, they're showing. In a world of finance where the numbers should align, it's the economy, stupid, the experts boldly opine. But hold your horses, folks, let's take it slow. Saying over and over doesn't make it so, you know. With fake charts and shoot graphs, they try to paint a tale of economic growth and riches. That ship sunk doesn't seem to sail. But beware of the hype and the flashy glow. Saying it over and over again and again does not make it so. Inverted trade balances and a pathetic GDP. They throw around made-up numbers, saying, of course it's great. Can't you see? But look beyond the surface as we dig below. Saying so doesn't make it so. They must already know. A sturdy economy has to be at a nation's heart. Hey, Joe, it requires more than just a whisper and a bogus, catchy chart. It's jobs and wages, you morons. Prosperity's got to flow. Saying so, Joe, doesn't make it so. So you really, really have to go. So can we keep our wits, some of our minds intact? Economic truths have to be real, not just something abstract. For while catchy slogans, they may come and go. Saying so, Joe, doesn't make it so. You have to make the economy grow. In the land of this democracy's dimming flame, where candidates vie for their chance to claim the highest office in this country's domain, truth must reign in this presidential campaign. Promises spoken, ideals must be set high. Amidst the rhetoric, truth can sometimes be on the fly. But in the heart of this political terrain, truth must reign, no place for this disdain. Fact-check the claims, try and dissect each word. In the pursuit of honesties, let some truth be heard. For a nation's fate is a collective gain. Truth must reign in this campaign's domain. Let debates be battles of ideas and thoughts, not contests of falsehoods that should be caught. From podiums tall to the digital main, truth must reign, a principle to maintain. Dust off the banners, let the banners of integrity fly, as candidates all seek the voter's eye. In the race for leadership, we must get on the honesty train. Truth must reign in this presidential campaign. In the world of news where real stories shall unfold, lays a narrative spun, a false tale to the people, from the White House to be sold. But sometimes it seems a disconnect's writ. The media's shoveling spit, not truth that's legit. Cameras and headlines, such a flashy display. Yet reality's nuances from their mouths often slip away. They distort their perceptions to make a sensational hit. The media shoveling spit, missing the true grit. With every click and every channel that we surf, are we getting the facts or just some smokescreen's mirth? A world in pixels where truth may flit. The media shoveling spit, ignoring the writ. But have we lost in the press's might? Are there any outlets who still seek to shed clear light? For amid the clutter, the fog, the mist, if we look hard, maybe the truth we will find if we just persist. So as listeners and viewers, we must hold the line, demanding integrity, seeking truth. It's got to be the sign. For in the midst of the progressive spin and the transient hit, a media shoveling spit, we must resist and not acquit. Once again in this land of legal drama, where indictments take flight, there's a certain kind of excitement in the lamestream media, both day and night. But be aware, my friends, for a twist awaits. Indictment excitement exists, only if you're detached from reality's gates. The gavel comes down, the courtrooms are all aglow, yet the real facts in the indictment can be elusive, as we all know. With fake evidence presented, a story they attempt to weave, so detached from reality, some jurors may even misconceive. Is it intrigue, suspense, like a movie's grand plot? Indictment excitement, but sometimes it's justice tied into a knot. For when truth takes a back seat and fiction takes reign, reality's far cry can be like a sharp pain. A strong cast of characters, each with their own tale. Indictment excitement again. This ship has set sail. But in the storm of accusations, we really should take heed. Detached from reality, there's no truth, and that's what we need. With lawyers and witnesses, each one with their own flair, the courtroom's a huge stage, and serious facts are too rare. Yet amidst the courtroom theatrics, justice must be just. It must not be a spectacle for those who mistrust. Indictment excitement has clouded the mind's eye. Detached from reality, things they say tend to be a lie. So let's anchor ourselves, and to facts we must hold tight. For justice to prevail in this pathetic Trump cases, it's a political fight. But if the trials unfold and corrupt verdicts draw near, indictment excitement in this country will amplify the lack of justice and fear. But remember, dear listener, this is just truly insane. Detached from reality, we risk losing America and causing more divisive pain. So let's find the law and look for truth above all. In these courtroom dramas, let's not be fooled and have real justice make the call. To detach justice from reality, justice will never thrive. Indictment excitement, just a false narrative. We must let it crash dive. In the end, let's seek so straightened out justice and has truly gone askew. With the crazy indictment excitement, truth must without doubt break through. For reality's essence is rooted deep in justice's domain, where fairness prevails, not fake persecutions, which are patently insane. Ending Rhyme Time this week has been hard to accomplish. I tried to give you the evidence and the truth to establish. What are we doing in this country, and with Trump still in the way? I have hope that we can still pull our heads out of our butts without further delay. If not, and if the Dems accomplish their goal of taking Trump out, then America is dead, the Republicans gone. Of that, I have no doubt. So take it from me. This is a scary time we are living in, where the freedoms of America are hanging by a thread, and that you can't spin. So now, at the real end of Rhyme Time, we find ourselves now. I give you the rest of the show, the truth, and to you, that's my vow. Thank you. Thank you very much. Gotta tell you, this week was a tough week for America. I saw something in my lifetime that I never thought I would see out of the United States. And I have to caveat what I'm going to go into by saying everybody knew that Hillary Clinton, and I know they're going to say, what aboutism? Well, you know what? Yeah, it's called precedence in law. It sets the future path. That's what law is based on. It's interpreted by its past. So what happened with Hillary? Hillary destroyed 30,000 emails that were under subpoena, by the way, destroyed government BlackBerries with a hammer, wiped her private server clean that was in her basement. So there are felonies after felony after felony committed. And nobody seemed to ever be held accountable. Where were the investigations on the Russia hoax? Who was ever held responsible for that? No one. No one. And I think for a moment, and I don't know, because it's just a theory, is Trump and his advisors understood that although they absolutely should have gone after her and locked her up, just like he said during the campaign, because she had committed those crimes, the evidence is really, really strong. But again, until a conviction, everybody's presumed innocent except for Trump. So now you had all that. And they must have sat back and said, is this really good for America? Yes, the justice system should do what it needs to do here. And it should have done that. But here's the question he had to ponder. And I honestly think he made, for the most part, the right decision. Although now looking back, I look at it and say he missed the opportunity to put an end to the revolution that the Democrats are now engaged in. In this country, make no doubt, this is a revolution right now. The Republicans don't even understand they're in a war yet. That's their problem. The Democrats have known all along. Since 2016, they started the war. And they fired the first shot. And you had people running around and doing these things that were clearly illegal. Hillary Clinton challenging the election. Oh, my God. Where's Fannie Willis or Fonnie Willis or whatever her name is? The Fulton County DA. Why didn't she bring a lawsuit then? Why didn't she bring criminal charges then? How about Stacey Abrams? Why aren't there criminal charges pending? Challenging, failing to accept an election? I don't know. I could be wrong, but that used to be called, free speech. Well, that's been under attack for a while now, hasn't it? So President Trump yesterday, on Thursday, was booked and processed at the Fulton County Center of Corruption, to the Fulton County Jail. The sheriff, Sheriff Labatt, okay, Patrick Labatt. Now, be it that it may, the jail itself is under investigation by the DOJ because apparently I believe it's 6 or 7 inmates have died while in the custody of the Fulton County Center of Corruption. But what are they doing? Oh, no. They're going after. The communists are going after the communists in Georgia, by the way. And you didn't think you had any? Welcome to the conversation, geniuses. The communist oppressors in Georgia have now attempted to take down 18 co-defendants and Donald Trump. Wow. Or is it 19? I'm not sure yet. As I look at my notes here. But here's the funnier thing. What could have been and should have been isn't. Reality is detached from the Fulton County Center of Corruption. Why is that? Well, quite frankly, this is the most egregious and pathetic action ever taken against a former president. And you know what? Might as well have been run by Xi Jinping or North Korea or Iran or Russia. They are loving this because you know what? There's only one person who is currently running for president who China, North Korea, Iran, and Russia fear. And that individual is Donald J. Trump. And by the way, the 4 years under Trump, we didn't have any new wars in the world. Isn't that amazing? That's incredible. Why? Wasn't he supposed to be the guy with his finger on the button, the wacky guy who was going to get us into a war with North Korea tomorrow, the day after actually he started? Yeah, no, that didn't happen. So here's what's happening. This is what needs to happen. This is my suggestion. Again, my opinion, my freedom of speech exercise. Here we go. Okay? You want to talk about election interference? What do you call this? What do you call indicting a former president and the head opposition to the Biden destruction administration? Arresting him? And charging him with outrageously false and fake claims, in my opinion. In my opinion only. Now, I don't know. Maybe Fannie Willis, the Fulton County DA, she might want to attend to her own county before trying to get someone. First of all, I got to tell you, I've been doing this almost 35 years, and I find it amazing that you can now charge federal crimes in a state court, in a district state court. That's pretty amazing. That's an amazing trick. In 35 years, I've never seen that. Normally, federal statutes and federal charges that don't take place in your county are in federal court that has jurisdiction. But, of course, Fannie and Sheriff Labatt think they have national jurisdiction now. Well, wake up, America. Hey, all my Republican buddies and all my Republican pals and all the guys who were conservatives who were in the district attorney's office. Well, you know what? I believe that those 51 intelligence agents that lied and sent a letter into America saying that the laptop was false information, when, you know what, bottom line, that would have changed the election and Donald J. Trump would have been in office. But you know what? That's called election interference. That's real election interference, not this garbage trumped up charge of freedom of speech. Let me just tell you something. And pay attention here, because this is the danger of the Democratic Party right now. This is the Democratic demonic machine in full throttle action. Wake up, Republicans. They, out of the 139 what they call overt actions, which they're charging him under the RICO statutes, which is intended for mobsters, by the way, and criminal conspiracies, which is probably the most ridiculous charge I've seen come out of something like this. This particular charge has him, as an overt action, putting out a tweet. Yeah. Putting out a tweet is now considered a criminal act in Fulton County. Well, no big deal. You can go out, carjack. You can go murder people, assault people, rape women, rape men. But that's okay. You'll get out without bail. No problem at all. But they set bail for Donald J. Trump, probably the most renowned face on the earth, on this planet. And they set bail at $200,000. That is, simply tells you all you need to know about Fulton County and justice. They're letting violent assault people right out the front door. That's okay. But, hey, not a problem in Fulton County. We just only get the guys who are running against Joe Biden, our guy. So, Fannie, so what position are you going to be invited for on the Biden Destruction Administration? Huh, I wonder what position she's going to get. Maybe she'll get attorney general so we can prosecute parents at school board meetings again. Yeah, why not? Well, how about if you speak up against the government? Well, we just need to get Putin's handbook. We'll just shoot down the airplanes. Hey, what the heck? You know, this is interference in American elections. Now, I want to see all of the Republican district attorneys. Why are they not presenting cases to the grand juries indicting all the criminals who took part in the January 6th destruction of document case? That's election interference, isn't it? How about Adam Schiff, Kinzinger, Cheney, Pelosi, Alvin Bragg? Why aren't they being charged with conspiracy to commit election fraud? Hey, that's great. I like that. Not bad. In the crime-ridden city of Atlanta, and where Buckhead wants to succeed from Atlanta because of the crime situation being so out of control, Fannie Willis is chasing Donald Trump for federal crimes that she has no jurisdiction over. And God knows how much they spent having him come in. I guess you got an unlimited budget in Atlanta, because to get Donald Trump to come in for a 15-minute, which could have been a Zoom call, to have him arraigned in the mugshot. Oh, that mugshot. That's going to make Trump a lot of money. And I'm glad. I'm glad, because you know what? He is right. I was beginning to believe that when he said, they're coming for you, I'm just standing in the way. I didn't actually believe that until I saw what happened yesterday. This is clearly an assault on America. This is an assault on Donald Trump. This is an assault on America. They're looking to take America to a one-party system, obliterate the Republicans, which they're halfway there because the Republicans are so useless right now. You know, this is the progressive left lunacy, and we have to step up. You know, someone explain the rationale to me, okay, because I'm a little confused. The concept of bail, so just so my listeners understand, the concept of bail is to ensure the return of the prospective defendant back to the courtroom. That's what bail is set for. So someone please explain to me why they set $200,000 bail and apparently $100,000 bail on all of the other defendants who have turned themselves in yet. This is an absurdity. And by the way, don't forget about that little jury foreman, grand jury foreman, that little numbnut who was out on the media. Unheard of in my lifetime, a grand jury foreperson going on the media tour. Are you kidding me? Do we need anything else to be said? Yeah, we don't, because this is an absurd atrocity. But you know what? They were killing the justice system beforehand. They've just completed it now. That's all. You know, the Fannie Willis, the corruption leader in the demonic party in Fulton County, hey, they've already agreed to a speedy trial for one of the defendants. Okay? And it's like you have 19 defendants in a case, and she took pictures standing before a room of boxes, boxes of information, which, by the way, in discovery needs to be turned over. Or are they going to do a January 6th where, oops, we lost 2 terabytes, which is millions of documents that just got ultimately destroyed? This is what happens when justice becomes injustice. This is what happens in banana republics. We have become the banana republic, the divided states of America. There's no longer a United States of America. This is ridiculous. And you people out there better understand the implications. In some of the cases against Trump, they destroyed the attorney-client privilege. That's not a court's privilege. That is a defendant's privilege. That is a long-standing rule, regulation. It's just known. You can tell your attorney anything. Well, guess what? Now, I don't ask my clients, Jack. Because you know what? Tell me what you want me to believe, and that's what I'm not going to ask another question. And if a court ever says to me, well, counsel, did you know that? I'm going to say, no, judge, because I didn't want to be called as a witness against my own client. Because apparently, the attorney-client relationship and that privilege is now dead. And justice has died. So just keep it up. Let the Democrats keep rolling. Let them do it. Put that brain dead individual in the White House now who spends more time on the beach than he spends in the White House dealing with the crisis. And just keep writing checks. Just keep writing checks to foreign countries. Now here's an interesting, who do you think yesterday benefited most from what went on in that demonic hellhole of Fulton County? Xi Jinping? Putin? North Korea? Iran? Absolutely. The rest of the world is looking at us and saying, don't ever tell me anything about your republic and your democratic process and how it works, because we now see it doesn't work. So you know what? We're going to take a quick break right now. And I'm going to come back with the illegals right after this message. Stand by.
If you love classic cars, you're going to want to listen to the Classic Car Show with Tom Cox and Richard Lentinello on America's Web Radio. Live every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern at americaswebradio.com or on demand on your favorite podcast app.
This is America's Web Radio. Would you like to have a show, talk about your business, or express your opinion on America's Web Radio? Just email gm@americaswebradio.com and we'll get back to you. Thank you.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. So right before the break, I told you we were going to talk about the illegal invaders. That's right, New York City, the sanctuary city on the planet, right next to California. Look at that. They should move New York next to California. Oh, wait, that's right. $2 trillion worth of people and investment businesses are leaving them right now. I think New York should move to California. It would save a lot of money. But here's the problem in New York City. We're a sanctuary city until they showed up. Now, we're a drowning sanctuary city. But this is great. They've already spent $1.7 billion on New York illegal aliens. Currently, you ready for this? They are housing, providing food and education into our public schools, our overrun, distraught, stressed out public schools. 59,500 illegal, wait, let me say the word, asylum seekers. Uh-huh. And how many of those cases actually get approved? What was that, 3% or 4%? And their court dates are 6 and 7 years into the future? Well, we don't need to solve that system. There's no money in the budget. We had to send $150 billion to Ukraine. Where's Europe? Nah, never mind. So now the New York City moronic leaders who signed up for this and signed on board, guess what, New York? You're going to be paying through the nose again. And this is why New York is a drowning place. It used to be the golden apple. Now it's a rotten apple. This is a problem. This is another blue dream turned into a blue nightmare. $12 billion more spent, and they're out of room. They're taking kids' schools. They're taking kids' soccer fields. They're building tents all over the place. They're taking hotel spaces. They're throwing homeless people. They're throwing veterans out in the street to house illegal people. And here's another beef that I found out. Here's my other real problem with this. You know, how many senior citizens do we have in this country who are currently on Medicaid or Medicare? How many are there? And you know what? You know what that covers? Not a heck of a lot. Because you have to take a boatload of money out of your bank and a boatload of money out of your pocket to pay for the rest of your health care. Because the government doesn't cover it. Because you're a citizen. Because you paid into a system your entire life and your government takes your money and now gives it to illegal aliens. Hey, AARP, where are you? Where are you yapping about this? Why are you not talking about this? Front and center. We're spending billions and billions of dollars on people who do not belong in this country. And yes, that's my opinion, folks. You don't come in the back door. You don't climb in through the welded open fence that the Biden administration did, which was absurd. And they're quietly selling off billions of dollars of iron and fencing for just millions, pennies on the dollar. Yeah, very quietly doing that. So when they lose the White House in 2024, that the next administration will have to pay for it. And by the way, let's jump into that. So now we have, they're taking up our resources. There are no longer soccer fields on Randall's Islands that are available for children. Yeah, kids used to play soccer on the field. This not, listen, I don't know if any of you have ever been to New York City. There is not a lot of green space. But the geniuses in the administration decided to put the tents right on the soccer fields. Not in the parking lot, the soccer fields. Insane. The stupidity, every time I say they can't be this stupid, they take it as a personal challenge, and they get dumber. So now, how are you going to handle thousands and thousands more school children who don't speak the language in a school that's already broken, has a 13% proficiency rate in math and science and reading? Nobody's graduating from these idiot schools. They pay their teachers like dirt, and they expect to have qualified students. But let's not keep those standards up. Let's lower the standards. Let's get rid of mainstream testing, because we don't want to know how dumb they are, as long as they depend on the government. Do you not see this? I see it as clear as the clock on my wall. And they're cleaning your clock right now, America, because if you don't believe that's the reality, listen, I'm all for immigration. The Democrats had the opportunity to fix it. The Republicans had the opportunity to fix it. They didn't. The fix is not to open the border and let everyone from the world come in here, because we can't afford it. We don't have the money, despite the fact that we just keep printing it like it was water. We don't have it. We just can't keep doing this. It's ridiculous to keep doing it. But let's get further into the plan. So they don't have a plan. That's the problem. Sorry, that's it. That was the end of that section. Yeah, we don't have a plan to deal with the almost 7 million illegal invaders that are now here. You can ship them all over the country. You can put them all over the place. But they are a cultural difference. They're not assimilating into America. They're going to form their gangs, and they've already done that. The cartels are on this like white on rice, folks, a racist would say. But here's the problem. We don't have a plan. We just keep doing it. It's dumb. It's simply dumb. You have to have a plan. You want to come up with a plan and then let people in? That's great. Get people in here who have jobs, who can go to work, who are not going to depend on a system to support their every need, because we don't have enough to support American veterans. Veterans pay out of their pockets when they're not covered by the VA. Elderly pay out of their pockets when they're not covered by the VA. American citizens pay out of their pockets when they're not covered by their insurance that determines whether or not they're going to live or die. But come into this country illegally, not be a citizen? No worries. We got you. We got everything for you. Housing, food, games, PS4 stations, set up everything given to you, including free medical health care and a laundry service. Can I get the laundry service? I got to do my own laundry. Wow. Think about that for a second. You know, we got to start smartening up as a country. It's pretty much over. And I told you we're on our way out. I don't think we're on our way out anymore. I think we've gotten there. But you know what? Let me jump to our next topic. I love this one. Bidenomics. Bidenomics doesn't work. It's not working. No matter how much they keep telling you it's working, just go to the grocery store. Look at the $1 trillion in debt Americans have now racked up on their credit cards, the highest ever in history. Just look at the gas station. Gas is over $4 a gallon again. When you go to fill up, bring your piggy bank. Just look at anything and everything you buy, anything you do. This Bidenomics is a giant, bold-faced lie. I really wish our American mainstream media wasn't so corrupt and wasn't so broken, and they would report the facts. The media was originally the watchdog, and I've talked about it on prior shows. The media was originally an ethical watchdog. They were the ones who were set up by the founding fathers. This is what happened. They set up to watch the government, to make sure that our limited government does not do things dumb, does not do things illegally, and does not do things to hurt the country. And now the mainstream media is the DNC media outlet. They don't care. I watched MSNBC the other day. My ears were bleeding from the lack of truth. But they just keep pushing it out over the air. People who watch these programs, who watch these stations, have no idea how detached from reality they are. If they would report on the facts, wow, what an amazing concept, a media outlet reporting on facts and not just garbage from the White House that's pumped out. And by the way, have you heard about the SNAP program? Yeah, you know that supplemental nutrition program for everybody? Yeah, how about this? It's a disaster, folks. And by the way, now they say it may actually have increased the prices in groceries for 23%, and I've heard even higher percentages. But they don't see it. They want people dependent on government. So the highest increase ever in the SNAP program, everybody qualifies for SNAP. And they're just giving it away. But here's the fact. Someone has to pay the bill at the end of the day. Nothing in this country is for free. Someone else pays for it. And like I've always told you, You take 10 people to dinner and only two of them pay, they got to pay the entire bill. But let's run in. I was going to run in now to the get rid of the Bidenomics, because you know what? The reality is, no matter how many times they say it, that it's working, it's amazing, it's fantastic. Yeah, they shot a guy the other day in Philadelphia because Bidenomics was working so well for him, he was being evicted. And after an hour standoff and probably hundreds and hundreds of rounds of ammo being fired from the police and from him, yeah, Bidenomics worked perfectly for him, right? He was being evicted, yeah. It's working from the bottom up, right? Right, Joe? Joe, you don't even know what day it is, let alone whether your Bidenomics is working. Because they put a teleprompter in front of you and you rattle off or try to attempt to read it. So here we go. The Republican debate Wednesday night. No Trump, but honestly, I got to tell you, this is probably the best decision he ever made. Well, one of the best. He's made some good decisions. But this was the undercard. This isn't the main event. Why would you bring out your big fighter for the undercard? Some of these guys were who? Asa who? Who? You didn't know who they were. And they said, 5 seconds, boom. So this was pretty interesting because I expected to see, after all the hype from the Republicans, I really expected to see a debate on policies. But a couple of zingers for each candidate. But quite frankly, the only two people who stood out, in my opinion, was Vivek Ramaswamy and Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis kind of held his own. He's the second head front runner. So he didn't have to really kill. He didn't have to do anything spectacular. He just had to hang in there. He's a little bit still, I think, stiff. He doesn't have that kind of like that zap personality. He's not a personality guy. He looks like a very analytical guy. And I'm sure, listen, that works great. But I think as a president, you have to be a little bit more dynamic. So he's got to work on that. Now, Vivek Ramaswamy, I wish he would have stuck a little bit more to the policies and his ideas. But instead, he had some great zingers whacking him out, back and forth. But again, this was not supposed to be a food fight. You know, if he's not a seasoned politician and he said this is his first debate, you know what? He did really astonishingly good. He went up against some seasoned politician like the DNC attack dog, Chris Christie. Well, who's he? He's only in there to try to take on Donald Trump. He has no policy. He's ridiculous. He has about as much chance of being elected as my dog. But again, that's what he's there for. His job is to go after Trump and to try to take him out. But you know what? The Democrats have been tar and feathering him now. 4 indictments. You know, the independents are going to start looking at that and going, well, maybe he did do something. The reality is, you can charge anybody. You know, I said in New York, if you take a slice of ham and you cut it up into 39 pieces, you don't have 39 pieces of ham. You have one piece of ham. Still, that doesn't make it 39 pieces of ham. But they're destroying this country, you know. They're looking at this and they're saying, listen, stop. Stop fighting each other and start going after Joe Biden. I'm telling you right now. You're getting free advice from an attorney. You better listen. Start going after Joe Biden. You want to distinguish yourself on your policy differences? Absolutely. You know, I think Vivek has to really prove his chops. You know, Nikki Haley laid some zingers on him, laid some gloves on him. I don't think they really stuck that much. But, you know, they went after him on his foreign policy's lack of experience. So here needs to be, he needs to highlight his world business experience. And the fact that, honestly, and from what he says, and again, I'm not his business manager, but he said he decoupled his company from China. So that is something that we really need to take note of. What's going on with that? Weren't we decoupling from China, right, Joe? Wasn't that the deal? When they threatened to take away our antibiotics because we pissed them off? Well, we haven't done that. So you know what? I think at some point I'm going to analyze each individual situation. You know, but again, go after cackling Kamala, Joe Biden. If we get another 4 years of Joe and the cackling Kamala, we're going to succumb to Russia, Iran, and North Korea without a doubt, making the world a much more dangerous place to exist. It's a sad day. You know, going back to Thursday with the indictment, it's a sad day in American history. It really is to see a former American president. This is something you see in like Zimbabwe, where every other day they're having a coup. And these other third world countries where it's standard practice. It's standard practice in Russia to arrest your opposition. That's great. But we're not Russia. You want to be Russia? Okay. You want to be a socialist country? Hey, there you go. You know, for too long, this country, I think, has been under the impression that government, that really, the government creates people, and that people don't create the government. We, the people, created the government. So what you have now is the Democrats have literally unleashed the American injustice system on a former president. Not even Donald Trump went after Hillary, as I said before. He knew that that would be bad for America. And that's the point. They don't care. They want this country to be ripped down. We have to get back on track as a country. Because this was an intelligent nation at some point. And the nation was built to be run by intelligent people. But intelligent people that had a sense of reality, not what's going on right now. We have to go back to what the founding fathers intended us to be, the Democratic Republic, where we choose our candidates not by how we can arrest them, but we choose our candidates by voting for them. And enough already with this crap with the voting. Everybody should have to prove that they belong here and they are the person who's voting. Why is that such a difficult task for everyone to understand? Voter ID. Give it out. We give everything out for free in this country. How about taking $157 billion that we sent to Ukraine and put it into a national voter ID? How about that? A national voter ID program. Or how about taking the billions of dollars we're spending on illegal aliens who are pouring into this country and put it into a national voting program so everybody gets a free ID to vote? Wow, what an idea. So you can't vote in 10 different districts. So you can't vote as 10 different people. But we don't do that. Why? Because the Democrats are in charge of the Senate. And they're in charge of the White House. And you, America, put them there. You put them there. And I got to tell you, this week I did a little bit of independent research. I watched MSDNC. The head clown over there, Joe Scarborough, and his sidekick, Mika. Gosh, she must have had her lobotomy when she was very young. It's sad. Really sad to see them. The sense of lack of sense of reality is just amazing. But they all talk about as if they know what's going on, even though it's not anywhere near the truth. I think if the truth got through their brainstem and came out their mouths, their lips would explode somehow. It's completely pathetic. Watching this was like our media lost its way. It really has. We began to lose this country when the radical left took over our schools and our education. And we continue to lose this country because the Joe Biden White House basement strategy actually worked with assistance, not assistance, but basically completed by the media in this country. It was literally hanging by a thread, the reality, and they just tore that last thread off. And I caution you, America, if you elect Joe Biden again, you will have put the final nail in this America that you once knew. Because the idiots at MSNBC don't even understand that the Department of Justice has clearly been weaponized. They can't bring themselves to say that reality. That, in fact, Joe Biden is prosecuting Donald Trump. Don't tell me it's the DOJ, the independent DOJ. Look at what they did with Hunter. And they went back and they put the same David Weiss, who for 5 years couldn't figure out what's going on, they appointed him the counsel now. And I went over this last week. If you want to pick it up, go to Spotify or one of the other platforms and listen to last week's show. I'll tell you all about it. The fact that David Weiss is now the quote-unquote special counsel. This guy couldn't find a needle in a stack of needles. For 5 years, he came up with nothing, and nothing was what he is, and nothing is what he's going to do to Hunter Biden. They're not looking for the truth. They're looking to wait it out. And another, by the way, another statute of limitations just expired on another one of the charges. And that's what they're waiting for. If they wait long enough, guess what? They won't have to charge him with anything because they'll be stopped from doing so by law. And then, I was watching MSNBC. They put on that guy, the purveyor of purveyors, Al Sharpton, the Tawana Brawley guy, the known liar, the known race baiter. That pretty much tells you where they're at. This is pretty funny, having Al Sharpton, the purveyor of crapola, the purveyor of bold-faced lies such as Tawana Brawley. The Tawana Brawley case, for those of you who don't know what it is, look it up. I told you this. Go look it up. It is pretty funny. He was calling the Republicans that they've resigned from the law and order party if they back Donald Trump. That actually made me laugh out loud, and then I turned it off. I had to turn it off. But, you know, I want to just jump right in because I know we're running short on things. And I asked a good friend of mine, and most of you will know him as Victor Armendariz from On Point with Victor at 1 o'clock on Tuesdays on America's Web Radio. I asked him for his analysis, and you'll probably hear more of it on Tuesday. But I asked him for his analysis because he's always the guy who's got that insight. He's a great political analyst. I really am impressed with how he puts things up. And here's what he sent me yesterday, and I'll put this out for you. As opposed to Pence, he says, Pence needs to hang it up. He referenced the Trump-Pence administration over and over. Well, being that it was so successful, why on earth would I vote for number two when I could vote for number one? That's the bottom line with Pence. On Haley, Victor Armendariz says she had a good night, showed that she loves endless wars and will be on the darling of the establishment. Now, he says, don't get me wrong. I like Haley. She won on the abortion questions hands down. That's her wheelhouse. She bested Vivek at times, but the electorate does not want an establishment nominee right now. That's right. Wake up. This is one reason why Trump has such a big lead. That's what Vic says. And here we go again. On Doug Burgum, I've heard of this guy. No, I've never heard of this guy. And neither has most of this country. He has good points, but no name recognition. He's not there. He's not going to be there. I don't even know if he's going to make the next debate. And Tim Scott. Oh, Timmy, where were you? You had good answers, but seemed to be hiding from energy. It just seemed to be too mundane. He needs to slam back a monster energy drink before the next debate. That's what Victor says. I loved it. And here we go. Ah, number five, my favorite. Chris Christie, the darling of the left, MSNBC's favorite candidate. The Republican establishment loves him as well because he hates Trump. Look, folks, Christie is an excellent debater. He used to be a U.S. attorney, and he was governor of New Jersey. He had good responses to the ridiculous IQ-lowering question on the UFOs, which was pretty interesting. What a wasted question. But Christie left New Jersey, Victor says, will go nowhere. He's at 1%. He's not going anywhere. It's finished. Done. Skip it. Now let's go to Asa Hutchinson. Asa who? Why was this guy on the stage and not Larry Elder? That is a great question. Give him a consolation prize of forever being known as the former presidential candidate and go away. Stop wasting all of our time. If we're going to vote for an old white dude, it's going to be Trump. And then he hits Nikki Haley. So let's go to Nikki Haley, his comments on her. Had moments, but really showed her establishment ties. She just wanted to attack Vivek and DeSantis. She could have done better, I thought. Honestly, the winner of last night was Trump. He made the right decision by not being there. The overall debate looked like a B-team squad vying for VP. It showed that we are a much better bench than the Dems, Scott, Vivek, DeSantis, and Haley, are or should be in some fashion or another the future of the Republican Party. The establishment means to get the hell out of the way. That's from Victor Armendariz, the great political analyst. So what was the real takeaway in my point? I wanted to see more policy. We need someone who's going to, I'm going to say this to the American public. I want the Trump policies. The only thing that America needs to decide is whether or not the Trump policies are going to be delivered by Trump or whether or not they're actually going to deliver by someone new, a new messenger to carry the torch of America forward. And by the way, to the moderators and Fox News, a lot of disrespect, and I'll tell you why. Have they solved the health care issue? Have the Republicans or Democrats worked on that? Is the health care issue finished now? We no longer have that problem? Because I didn't hear a thing about the health care. And quite frankly, Chris Christie from the Democratic Party being on the Republican stage was an embarrassment. He is the ultimate rhino. But I'm telling you right now, Republicans, you better get in the game. Time is running out. This is a war. You need to get off the high road. Just like the Democrats, you need to get down and dirty. You need to get into the ballot harvesting business. You're on the verge of becoming an extinct party. And they don't even seem to recognize this. And by the way, Joe Biden, please, never compare a kitchen fire to the death of over 100 people in Hawaii, in Lahaina, and thousands are still missing. And you're talking about maybe losing your 67 Corvette and a kitchen appliance? Are you kidding me? This is not an empathetic president. This is a pathetic president. This is a pathetic guy. Don't ever tell me that he's the empathetic president ever again. And all you stations out there said he's so empathetic to the people. He doesn't have a clue. He doesn't even know where he was when he says to the guy, gee, the ground is hot. Well, the entire island almost just burnt down. Everything's down to about an inch and a half of ash, including thousands possibly bodies there. And he's talking about the heat off the ground. What a knucklehead. And this is who represents us in America. And by the way, newsflash, DOJ just sued SpaceX for not hiring asylum seekers and illegal aliens. Okay, I've heard it all. I've heard it all. And by the way, now the White House is spinning the no comment from Joe when asked about the Hawaii tragedy. You know, now they're saying, well, you know what, giving us about a week and a half. Well, he didn't hear the question. Oh, so you don't hear the question now and your pat answer is no comment. Please, please give me a better break. Listen, but that's in line with the truthfulness like Bidenomics is working. So that's right in line with what they say. Listen, America, you got to get smarter. You got to be alert. You got to be related to the facts. Get to the reality. Get to the truth. Listen to programs like this. Listen to On Point with Victor on Tuesdays at 1. Listen to America's Web Radio. Listen to Doctor's Lounge. Because we will give you the truth. We will give you the bottom line. We're not going to sugarcoat it for you. You may like the truth or you may not like it. That's not my decision, but I'm going to give you the truth. That's my vow to you. I'm going to take the facts, put them together, and give them to you to look at. So, until next time, when we're going to have, I'm sure, some more from our pathetic president. You know, things that I love about this country are we do have the ability to vote, and we have the ability to get rid of something that we don't like. And America, do your homework. Be an intelligent voting bloc. Don't take the sales pitch. Look at what your pocketbook is doing. When they say to you Bidenomics is working, where is it working? And they did not create 12 million jobs. 11 million jobs came back after the pandemic. That's not job creation. Based on their mathematics, well, gee, if I have $4 stolen from me and I get two back, I still have $4. Well, that's it for Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio with Mark the Shark this week. Have a great week and enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.